This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it.
Hi there, this is ex-president Bill Clinton speaking here and telling you that if you want more freedom in life, you're going to have to create constraints. You want to cultivate more creativity in your work? Create constraints. Want to do more with less? Create constraints. It's a counterintuitive idea to think that constraints could be so useful in an age of information abundance where everything we need to know is literally right at our fingertips. But this is the time that constraints can help us more than ever before. If the buzz, the bing, the flash from your iPhone, iPad, MacBook constantly seems to be pulling your attention in one direction or another, and you can't seem to get a damn thing done, well, by golly, what you need now more than ever is a set of goddamn constraints. Now, let me go ahead and toss it over to Dean Bakari to go ahead and finish this episode up.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. So, what are some examples of successfully implemented constraints? They're everywhere. Dr. Seuss, for instance, here's a great story of a constraint that led to massive success, right? Dr. Seuss wrote The Cat in the Hat. He wrote that book with only 236 words, okay? It sold millions of copies. So then eventually his publisher came back to him and he said, hey man, I bet you can't write another one with 50 words. What did he do? Dr. Seuss went back into his writer's room and he took on the challenge, came back, hit him with one of the most popular kids' books, children's books of all time. And that is Green Eggs and Ham, which was written with only 50 words, right? One of the best-selling, like, kids' books in history, right, literally, was written only with 50 words. And so he implemented a constraint on himself. And what happened? That led to success. So I think that at work, in life, in any area of your life, you can apply constraints and actually lead yourself to a successful outcome as a result of doing so, right? Like as Mr. President was mentioning in the beginning of this episode, you know, we're in an age of information abundance, right? Where everything that we need to know, all the information, all the stuff, it's limitless. There's limitless amounts of information out there. And, you know, one thing I always like to say is knowledge is not power. Knowledge is potential power. It's only powerful when we actually take action on the knowledge, when we use it, when we apply it. And, you know, a lot of times what happens is that we end up feeling like there's so much to do, so much information, so many ideas, and so much stuff that we can create something with that we're like, holy shit, I don't know what to do right now because there's just so much that I can do. It's actually one of the scariest things that you can think about is the idea that you have unlimited time. You have freedom to create, you know, anything and everything, and it's totally unlimited. Because if you have that, then you're never really going to finish. And you're never really going to be able to kind of take an idea and go from idea to execution to the final outcome, right? So, you know, a more recent example, like now that we have a child, my wife, her time is much more limited with her work, right? So what she does is now she kind of compresses all of her time and tries to get as much work done in these small windows that she has. And so she'll have certain windows that she's kind of scheduled out, and it's less than half the amount of time that she used to have before, but somehow she's able to now create more, you know, get more done. She's able to become more productive, more effective with that compressed time. You know, if you've heard the old saying that it's not even a saying, it's a law, that work expands to the time allotted. You know, when the day before vacation, for instance, how can you, like, let's talk about how you can, might apply this to your own work. You know, most people are most productive on the day before they go on vacation, right? Why? Because they're working within a constraint, right? They've got X hours to execute Y actions, right? So if you can put a constraint on yourself with your work, for instance, to kind of, you know, finish up, crank out all your emails in under 60 minutes, right? Don't touch an email or don't stay with an email thinking about it and trying to figure out the perfect way to word it and, you know, send it right back and reply because it'll take too long, right? You can always edit. You can always tweak. You can always fix. You can always perfect. And so the key there is to concentrate less on the stuff that doesn't matter as much and more on the most important things. But, you know, a constraint could be at work with your emails again, reply, you know, read an email, never hold on to it for more than 30 to 60 seconds, reply, bam, that's a constraint, right? It's a game that you play for with yourself, kind of. Twitter, by the way, in the world of business is another great example of a constraint that led to success. Twitter, if you don't know, which I'm assuming that you do if you're listening to this, 140 characters or less. Say what you want to say in 140 characters or less. That's it. That's the constraint. And look at how much of an explosion that's created on the net, right? And there's tons and tons of examples, just like Twitter. So Pinterest, for instance, that's a constraint that led to success. It's an app where you can only share pictures, right? Images. Instagram, that's another example of a successful constraint in action, right? You can only share pictures. And so, you know, stuff like that. Constraints lead to success in creativity, creative writing. Now I'm just thinking about ideas that come to mind. Creative writing, for instance, some of my most popular writing, right, comes as a result of me putting constraints on myself, right? So for example, writing a blog post about the 9 habits of insanely successful entrepreneurs or something like that, you know, which is actually a post I wrote a long time ago on a platform a while ago. And they needed me to put a constraint on that specific article, right? And so one of the constraints was that I must start each headline with the word they, right? And then proceed to describe a specific action. Like, for instance, they work on their hardest task first, right? So that's an example. And then the next headline would be maybe they rise before 6:30 a.m., right? Another headline might be they work out, or they work out 6 days a week, or they work out 5 days a week, or they exercise regularly. That probably is a better one. They exercise regularly. So, you know, they. So you have your idea, right? Or you have your thing that you want to do, and then you apply your constraint to it. And what that will do is allow you to create something specific within specific confines of, you know, rules, boundaries, for instance. So constraints, they create freedom. Oh, another example, by the way, in the world of sports, right? It's a lot more fun to play tennis when you're playing it inside of a court, right? You can just stand there with your buddy and hit the tennis racket just over and over and over again against the wall. But when you put yourself in a place of constraint, right, in the tennis court, you've got that net there in the middle. You've got the court itself. You're blocked off. You have rules for that game. Those are constraints. By the way, all rules, all for anything, that's a constraint, right? And rules help govern us as people in a lot of ways, and principles. So constraints create freedom is the bottom line in every aspect of life. So if you want to, you know, if you're waiting for the perfect moment, the perfect tools, the perfect ideas, the perfect inspiration, the perfect anything before you do anything, you're never going to do it. So use constraints on yourself to create freedom for yourself, for your work, for the things you do. Because the right constraints, I can tell you, can lead to your very best work, your very best work. And so the idea here is to not make excuses for not working, right? Make things with whatever time, space, materials, tools you have at hand from where you stand. Get started with what you've got. And everything else you need, I promise you, will come about after you begin. God bless. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.